You have your Gemaras, please open up to Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. So I wanted to go through a rundown of the Perek and just to show you what it contains, give you basically some Rashi Brachim. What I did personally here was I just underlined what I considered to be the beginning of the Sugya, and I wrote a little note in the margin. If that works for you, fantastic. If not, do whatever you want. You're welcome to do this, not do it. But either way, I think it'll be a nice hakdama to the bikkias of Perek Arvei Pesachim. Now, I just want to note, I cheated a little at the end because I wanted to get to a round number. So I came up with 45 topics that are discussed over the course of the Perek. They're really, as I mentioned last night, the Perek is really in two distinct halves. You have the non-Pesach related items at the first half of the Perek, which really like the first day and a half blot or so, and then you have the Leil HaSeder items, which makes up the rest of the Perek. So let's just get started on Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. So obviously you have the Mishnah of Arvei Pesachim, Samach L'Mincha, Lo Yochel Amad Ashitach Shach. You're not supposed to start eating before it gets dark. Now the opening sugya just underlined the Mari Irya Arvei Pesachim, Apilu Arvei Shabbos, V'yamim Tovim Nami. What about Shabbos and Yontif? So the first sugya I just wrote is the din of the Mishnah knowing also on Erev Shabbos, meaning is it a good thing? This is social commentary. Is it a good thing that the custom developed literally within the last 2-3 years of people to have an Erev Shabbos Kiddush? I'll give you the quick answer. No, it's bad. But that doesn't stop my own institution and my own shir from doing it. But you can't fight City Hall. But you're not supposed to have a big meal on Erev Shabbos per se, but here the Gemara goes back and forth to discuss it. Okay, so now if we go to Daf Kuf Amid Aleph, approximately 4 lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Alach Kerev Yehuda Velo Kerev Yosi, Ela Poris Mapo Mekadesh. So this is the sugya of what we call Poris Mapo Mekadesh, which discusses the issue of, let's say you'd be in the middle of eating a meal, and then Shabbos or Yontif would begin as you're eating the meal. But, you know, parenthetically, you get into the discussions of why we cover the challah when we make Kiddush and things like that. So that really comes up in this little sugya over here. If you turn to Daf Kuf Amud Beis, so the second to last line, we have B'nei Adam Shekidshu Beveis HaKnesses. So this is a nice little sugya of making Kiddush in shul. That's sugya number 3, if you're keeping score. That's the sugya of Kiddush Beveis HaKnesses. What is the inyan and why would, you know, I don't know, just by a show of hands, how many people go to shul where they make Kiddush in shul? Right? Okay, so in the times of the Gemara, everybody's hand would have gone up. But nowadays, less than 50% of the hands went up because Kiddush Beveis HaKnesses is not as common as it used to be based on, I think, the Ran in this sugya over here. If you look at Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, sugya number 4, we have the Azda Shmuel Letameh, Damar Shmuel, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Su'uda. So this is the famous sugya of Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda, that one is supposed to make Kiddush and eat a meal in the same location. Fine. Then, parenthetically, in the middle of discussing the sugya of Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda, you get involved on the very bottom line of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Echad Shinui Yayin, the Echad Shinui Makom Ein Sarech Levarach. So you get involved in the sugya of Shinui Makom, which goes on for some time. Shinui Yayin is an interesting sugya, which we won't get into, but it's really referring to if you start drinking a better bottle of wine, are you supposed to make a special bracha of Hatova Hametiv on that? So then this sugya extends itself really to towards the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. So 4-5 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanon B'nei Chabur Shoyim Mesubin V'Kiddush Aleihem Ayom. So this gets into the sugya of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That one is not supposed to do mitzvos in bundles. How does that apply in, under certain circumstances? In other words, would we use like the easiest example to see? If you've ever been to it, you guys ever been to Sheva Brachos? So you ever notice that they have the 2 kosos? You have the 1 kos for Birch Samazon, and you have the 1 kos for Sheva Brachos, and they do that little chemistry mixture at the end. where they put the two together, that's because of the din of ein mosid mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We don't want to do the sheva brachos and the birchas hamazon on the same kos. Then we get into in the middle of kuf beis amid beis, probably about 8 lines from the bottom, where it starts. The first word on the line is ein lo shiny, and then it starts v'ha yom tov shechalios achar hashabbos. So that starts the sugya of what we call yak nahaz. Right, so we had that this past Pesach, right? So we had Yak Nahaz, where you make Kiddush and Havdalah all in one. I think we had it on Shavuos also. That makes sense. Yeah, we had that on Shavuos as well. And so you had you have the Kiddush where you also make Havdalah within the Kiddush. That goes until the Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, probably also about 8-9 lines up from the bottom. There's the two dots there. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Ikla Lebei Rabbah. So this is the sugya of Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas, a little bit different, or perhaps not as different as the sugya that we discussed before of Shinui Makom. Shinui Makom might be an extreme form of Hesach Hadas, but this is referring to when you're making a bracha on something and then you think you're not going to eat or drink anymore, and you change your mind from eating or drinking, and then something else comes out and you decide you want to eat or drink it, then you have to make another bracha under those circumstances as well. Then moving to Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, in the middle of the Amid, first word on the line is Mimishtaya. So it's underlined from Kimata Le'avdule Kam Shame Va'Adlikavuka. So there is a discussion of the sugya of Havdalah and different halachos that pertain to the mitzvah of Havdalah. And that really goes on for a while over here. And if you turn now to Kuf Dalid Amid Beis, So this is something that comes up a few places. Probably equal between here and the seventh parak Maseches Brachos. It's about two-thirds of the way down. The first word on the line is Mesve. So you have Kol HaBrachos Kulon Poseach Bevarach V'Chosein Bevarach. So here we're dealing with the Nusach HaBrachos. When do you start a bracha? For example, here we're saying that every bracha starts Baruch Atah Hashem, ends Baruch Atah Hashem, right? So if we're thinking about that, it's not actually every bracha, because it says Chutz mi Birchas HaMitzvos, Birchas HaPeiros, Birchas Brachas Mucha L'Chaverta, Bracha Achrona Shebekriyashma, right? So that's most of the brachas that we make, interestingly enough. But nevertheless, the general rule is which brachas are going to start Baruch Atah Hashem, which ones are going to end Baruch Atah Hashem. So that's that little sugya over there. Now moving on to Kuf Hey Amid Aleph, sugya number 11, we have Rabbi Chanina Bar Shalma. It's three lines in. Last word on the line is Chananya. Rabbi Chananya Bar Shalmaya B'Talmide D'Rav Havu Yasve B'Sudasa. So here, what are we talking about? We're talking about the Isser to eat before Kiddush and Havdalah. So this is the discussion over here. It's a short little piece over here where we talk about, are you allowed to eat before Kiddush at night? Are you allowed to eat before Kiddush during the day? And even if you ate before Kiddush at night or Kiddush during the day, are you allowed to eat before Havdalah once Shabbos is over? If you guys ever experienced, let's say you're eating Shalosh Shudis or you're late to Shalosh Shudis and Shkia is coming up, so you ever wonder why they tell you got to start eating Shalosh Shudis before Shkia? So that's because of the Isser to eat before Havdalah. That once the sun goes down on Motzei Shabbos, so you already have a suffix whether you're allowed to make Havdalah at that point. So if you eat a meal at that point, you might be eating before Havdalah. So this is based on this Gemara over here. Then in the middle of the Amid, I'd say approximately two-thirds of the way down, the first word on the line is Ba'al Minei Ravina Me Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mishalo Kidesh Be'erev Shabbos Ma'ushi Kadesh Ba'olech Kol Yom Kulo. So here you have the sugya of someone who didn't, for whatever reason, didn't make Kiddush Friday night. Let's say he lives in Manchester, right? So I think this time of year, anybody from Manchester? Generally don't get too many affirmatives there, but you never know. So I have one friend who was originally from Manchester, and now he lives in London. So in Manchester, this time of year, Shabbos doesn't start until very, very late at night. And so it's possible you got really tired on Friday, and you just couldn't stay up. So you went to sleep Friday night. You didn't make Kiddush Friday night. So are you allowed to make, what do you do when you wake up Shabbos morning? So that's the sugya over here. Mishalo Kidesh the Erev Shabbos Maoshi Kaddish Vaholech Kol Yom Kulo. And similarly, one who did not make Havdalah, that same guy from Manchester, went to sleep way before Shabbos was over on Shabbos Day. So what does he do about Havdalah? So that's the famous thing that we're told, even when we're young, that you can continue to make Havdalah until Tuesday. Right, so that's that comes from this Gemara as well. Now, for those who are just joining us, we're moving to Kuf Hey Amid Beis, and we have the short little discussion related to a Kos Shel Bracha. So this comes up Derech Agav, but it comes up in the middle of the sugya. It's about five lines from the bottom. You have the first one line is Leheve, and then you have Shema Mina Meha Masnisin Timnei. So we learn eight things from this this Mishnah. Right, so one of the things that we learn relates to the sugya of kos pagum, that if you have a kos shel bracha, that someone already drank from it, so then you're not allowed to use that for another kos shel bracha under those circumstances. That's the little gemara over here dealing with kos pagum. If you go to kuf vav amid aleph, this is sugya 14 now. So you have So we've been talking about Inyanei Kiddush, but the actual introduction to Inyanei Kiddush comes on Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. So it's probably about 8-9 lines down. First word out of the line is Afilu. It says Tana Rabbanan Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho Zochreyu Alayayin. Right. So I call this sugya Kiddush Al Hakos. So the Inyan of making Kiddush in general, and specifically making Kiddush on a cup of wine. That extends down till the bottom line of Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. There you have the 15th sugya. So Amar Av Bruna Amar Rav. That's a new sugya over here. So here he talks about number one, washing Netilas Yadayim, and number two, eating or drinking before Kiddush. So is either one of those two things acceptable? Right? Anybody here? It's really not such a living tradition anymore. Anybody here still have the minhag to wash Netilas Yadayim before they make Kiddush? No? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I do that.
Oh, you still do it? That's great. Yeah. So as you know, it's such a weird, odd minhag. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Rama says you're supposed to do. So the Rama says you're supposed to wash Netilas Yadayim before you make Kiddush. So the Yeks are the only ones who still do it. But technically that is very acceptable Ashita in Poskim. So that comes up a little bit here in this Gemara, Kuvav Amid Aleph, going over to Amid Beis, and the sugya extends all the way over, and then really the sugya extends to what are you still allowed to make Kiddush and Abdullah if you ate before Kiddush or you ate before Abdullah? So the answer is yes to both, but just in case you don't get to Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph by the end of the week. So don't eat before Kiddush or Abdullah either, but just in case. Okay, so we have Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph, probably about seven lines before they get wide. The first word on the line is Ba'a Minei, that's the 16th sugya. So this is a little bit of the discussion of Kiddush and Havdalah on Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina in this case, in the Gemara's case, being Shechar. I don't know, anybody know what Shechar is in the Gemara? I always translate it as beer, but it's probably some sort of mead, right? I don't think they had beer in the classic sense that we do in the Gemara, but it was some kind of a mead-based drink. I don't know. Whatever. What? M-E-A-D. I don't know. I've never had any. I don't really drink beer either, but definitely never had mead. Okay, so that's the sugi over here. Are you allowed to make Kiddush and Havdalah on Chamar Medina? Then on the second to last line, you have a two dots over there, and they get involved in Samach L'Mincha. So now we had all these sugyas, 16 to be exact, and we still didn't really touch the Mishnah. So now we just touch the Mishnah a little bit, and we say Samach L'Mincha. What does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says Samach L'Mincha? Does it mean Samach L'Mincha Kitana or Samach L'Mincha Gedola? Mincha Gedola is like right after Chatzos. Mincha Kitana is towards the end of the day. So which one is it? And the Gemara says basically, is the reason for not eating because of the Korban Pesach? Right? What was everybody doing in the times of the Mishnah? Or at least in the beginning times of the Mishnah, on Erev Pesach, as they were preparing their Korban Pesach. That's the highlight of the festivities, really, was Erev Pesach, almost more so than Pesach itself, right? The busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash was Erev Pesach. So was the whole reason that you're not supposed to eat a meal samach lemincha because you're not supposed to eat a meal while you're supposed to be engaged with bringing the Korban Pesach? Or is the reason that therefore it's referring to mincha right after chatzos? Or no, is it referring to mincha later in the day where we don't want you to eat a meal so close to nightfall because then when you have the mitzvah of achilas matzah, it's going to be a possible achilah gasa. Right, you're going to be already full by the time you get to the matzah, and that's not okay. So therefore, that's the way we paskin, obviously, that it's referring to samach lemincha kitana. Okay, so now we're going to Kuf Ches Amid Aleph. Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, about one third of the way down the Amid, so you have a two dots, v'afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal al sheyesev, and then we get into the sugya of Heseba. So now, I apologize, I forgot to mention that when we get to Kuf Zayin, we're still kind of dealing with. No, I guess Kuf Zayin already we're dealing with. We switched over from the Shabbos / Brachos Kiddush Havdalah type situations. We switched into Maseches Pesachim again. So now we're really dealing with the Erev Pesach stuff. So on Kuf Ches, we already get into the sugya of Heseba. So here we have the short little sugya that you can write. You can spend the whole year on this one sugya, even though it's about half an oven. So you have the, I mean, that applies to most sugyas, but the Haseba is a more fun one than most. So you have the sugya of Haseba here. That's sugya number 18, starting in about one third of the way down. Itmar Matzah Tzarech Haseba. Right at the very last line on Kuf Chesamid Aleph sugya 19, you get into the discussion of Dalit Kosos. It specifically begins with Nashim Chayavas B'Dalit Kosos Shafin Ayuvoso Anes. Right, so that's the famous time. It says three times in Shas, right? What are the three times in Shas where it says Afino Yivoso Anes? Right, which three mitzvos? Ner Chanukah, Megillah, and Dalit Kosos. Right, so Afino Yivoso Anes, fine. And then we get to the very bottom, so that very bottom of Kuf Ches Amid Bey, second to last line, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, B'chimat Toelas Yesh Lo Tinokos B'yayin. So I call this sugya number 20. I don't really know if it's a full one, but it goes on to the couple of cutesy things that we do on Erev Pesach so that the kids won't fall asleep and that they'll be interested in the Seder. Right? So this is the famous Gemara. I don't know, you might have heard of it in a different context where there were only 2 days a year where Rabbi Akiva kicked people out of the Beis Medrash. Right? You ever heard that before? 2 days. So Erev Pesach was one of them. Right? He wanted the kids to go home and take a nap. And Erev Yom Kippur was the other one. Right, so fine. So now we have sugya number 21. It's a short one also, but very, very loaded. So that goes to about a quarter of the way down. Tana Rabbanan Chayev Adam. Adam's the last word on the line. The Sameach one of Neveso Beregel. So this is the sugya of Simchas Yontif. Now, to be fair, there was a larger sugya of Simchas Yontif earlier in Maseches Pesachim. That was the one that dealt with the famous din of Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, whether you do Kulo Lashem, Kulo Lachem versus Chatzi Chatzi, right? But this is the sugya of Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin. Now the challenge that we'll find if you read this Gemara is it doesn't say Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin. It says either or, specifically at two different times. Right, so okay, take that for what it's worth. That's a famous discussion that needs to be hashed out at a different time. So now, if you go now, so still on the same Amid, about a quarter of the way up from the last word on the line is Kasta, right? Which might actually be a typo. It might be Kista according to Masoros Hashas, right? Amar Rav Yitzchak Kista or Rav Yitzchak Kasta. So they get into the technicalities of the Shi'ur of Revius. How much is a revius and how you measure out a revius. And obviously it's relevant here for Dalit Kosos, but also we've been talking about Kiddush and Abdullah and things like that. That all require, every Kosher Bracha needs to be a revius. Right? Moving on to Kuftes Amit Beis, sugya number 23. So it says, right, you have the along Agadita. So now we're going to, in the rest of the parak, there are a few blot of solid Agadita. Some of which are a little more fun than others. So if you're a Shadim guy, this is where you live, right here. So this is the sugya of Zugos. If you're not a Shadim guy, you just get yourself an art scroll and fly, okay? I mean, because, yeah, you're gonna get stuck in the weeds here. And that's when the shaitan will really get you. So you don't want to do that. So here we start off with the sugya of zugos, which is not eating or drinking anything in pairs. What? Starts off with v'lo yivchasume arba kosos. Basically, the kasha is how could Chazal be misaking that you drink four of anything, right? That's going to make the shaitan get you, because you're drinking zugos. So zugos is pairs, and anything that's done in even numbers, the shadim have koach over, and you're in big trouble. So, okay, so the Gemara gets into the whole discussion. It's a very long agadita here. Really goes through to, I assumed it went all the way till Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Over here, that's where you get into sugya number 24, where we have afilu min hatamchui. So we're still in the first Mishnah here. And it said that an ani should not have less than dalit kosos, even if he has to take from the tamchui. The tamchui, if you ever learn the Sefas Bava Basra, so the first parak in Bava Basra, they discuss the kupa and the tamchui. Right? So the kupa is the fund, you know, for money, and the tamchui is the fund for food. So the ani could take from the tamchui in order to be able to drink dalit kosos on the Leil HaSeder. And here we start off with the discussion of, if you notice the first line over there, it's probably one third of the way through the wide lines. It starts a pshita lo nitzucha el afilu Rabbi Akiva sheom rasei shabat chachov al tetzarach lebrios hacha mishum persume nisa. Here, because of persume nisa, even though normally Rabbi Akiva says even if you have to eat a can of tuna fish on Shabbos, shouldn't take money from tzedakah. So still, when it comes to dalit kosos, you should take money. This is for those who learn the sugya on Hanukkah, famous sugya of the Rambam that says even selling the shirt off your back for the sake of buying Hanukkah candles is relevant based on this Gemara over here. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah there, that's where he quotes this Gemara over here and our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek as the source for mitzvos that involve persume nisa. You even have to sell the shirt off your back or take money from tzedakah. Okay, and then you get another fairly lengthy agadita, which goes until let's say Kuf Yudal, the new Mishnah on Kuf Yudal. So we finally finished the first Mishnah of the Perek. We made it. It only took us about 15 blot. So you have the Mishnah Mazgulo Kos Rishon. So now we're talking already the first Kos, and then the Gemara here starts off. So you get 25. Tana Rabbanan Dvarim Shavei Shamei Beisel B'Seuda. Do you start with Borer Pri Agafen and then make Kiddush, or do you start with Kiddush and then Borer Pri Agafen? Right. This is a rerun from Maseches Brachos as well, the eighth parak, and that also mentions the famous klal of Tadir Rishen or Tadir Kodem. So that's. You know, it's not just for Maseches Vachim. It also comes up here. And then you have the next Mishnah of Heviu Lefanav, Mitbal B'Chazeres. The Mitbal B'Chazeres over here refers to the Karpas. So that's where we get started on the top of Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis. You have the sugya of sugya number 26, Amarish Lakish Zos Omeris Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana. So you have a slightly different take on the world famous sugya, most famous from Maseches Rosh Hashanah, also shows up in Brachos, right, of Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana. So it comes up here in a slightly different context. And then about two-thirds of the way down the Amud, first word on the line is Latinokos. So you have towards the end of the line, Maishnei Tavshilin. What does it mean that you bring out two cooked items? So I called that sugya number 27, even though it's like really a five-line thing. That's all about the what we nowadays call the Zeroa and the Beitza. But you won't find a Zeroa or a Beitza in the Gemara here. It just says any two cooked foods would suffice. Includes rice, by the way, for those Sephardim out there. Or Israelis who just don't care anymore. So the includes rice on the Seder plate. Too soon? What? Okay. So it says in the Gemara explicitly you can put rice on the Seder plate. So take that for what it's worth. And then you have sugya number 28, about five lines from the bottom. It says, Pshita hecha de'ika shar yirakos. So this is a very, it happens to be a fascinating discussion over here. If a person only has one vegetable, the only vegetable he has is romaine lettuce. So does he use romaine lettuce for karpas and then again for maror? And when does he make the bracha of alafilas maror? When does he make the bracha of bar priyadama? And then on Kuf Tezvav Amid Aleph, about 7-8 lines in, Amar Ravina. Ravina is the first word on the line. Hachi Amar Hillel Mishmei de Gemara. This is what we call the sugya of Korech, right? The sugya of Korech, where Hillel says that you eat them all together. Then if you go to the second to last line on Kuf Tezvav Amid Aleph, so you have the sugya of Urchatz. Not exactly, but it's a general sugya of Kol Shetibulo B'mashke Tzarech Netilas Yadayim. The mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim when it comes to someone who is eating a food that was dipped in liquids. So then it gets into, obviously the reason we bring it up over here is for our sake on the Seder night where we wash Urchatz. Kuf Tesvav Amid Beis as sugya number 31. So we have smack in the middle of the Amud. First word is Lada'ate, right? It says, Amar Rava Bala Matzah Yotza Bala Mora Lo Yotza. If you just swallow the matzah, are you Yotze the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? Or if you just swallow the Mora, you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Achilas Mora. Then on the bottom of the Amud, four lines up from the bottom, sugya 32. This is also a repeat for this Masechta. It came up earlier in the Masechta, if you notice, Masechta Shas. So it's the sugya of Lechem Oni, right? Why matzah is referred to as Lechem Oni. And then we'll do two more, and then we'll dal mar. But so then on the three lines into Kuf Tes Zayin, you got sugya number 33, where it says, where basically, I guess you could say the mitzvah of charoses, is charoses a mitzvah, is it not a mitzvah, what's the point of it? And then you have the next mishnah, which we'll call the sugya number 34, the sugya of manishtana. Okay, the sugya of manishtana, smack in the mishnah itself, we have the text of the manishtana, as well as the gemara going till the two dots, discusses the point of the manishtana. And then, all right, so it's late now, so we're gonna hold here for now. I still have 11 more, but to get to the end of the perek. But if anybody wants to, you're welcome to anytime. It's just sitting on the table back there. You can take a look inside my Gemara and see what I marked off and how I listed it.